Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Department of Homeland Security regularly hosts members of Congress and their staffers so they can tour and get firsthand views of what's going on at our southern border. The DHS has certain rules and regulations, just as they have in the halls of Congress, and there are consequences of violating those rules and regulations, just as they have in the halls of Congress. A recent tour of the House Oversight Committee staff turned ugly when the committee staffers became disruptive and refused to follow instructions during their trip. Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings had planned to send the staff for another view of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the CBP Center. Now that planned trip by Democrat committee staff has been revoked. DHS contends that staff tourists interfered with law enforcement operations. They refused to leave one site after their scheduled window, and they skipped some tours and were rude to officers. A senior DHS official sent an email last week stating DHS communicated to the committee that due to their conduct, CBP could not support visits from the committee this week. The supportive reasoning was that the revocation was due to the operational burden placed on the field by the refusal to comply with instruction. Democrats responded with a suggestion that the visit was nixed due to concerns about what staff was learning from detainees about conditions on the ground. DHS Assistant Secretary of Legislative Affairs Christine Ciccone wrote the following to Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings. Quote, during discussions between department and committee staff, the committee staff repeatedly stated that they do not intend to abide by DHS guidelines, end of quote. Now, can you imagine a tour being set up between the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center and visitors from any given state, and the tourists informed the visitor centers they were unwilling to comply with any of the rules or regulations or guidelines that were established to manage the tour? How long would it take before that tour was canceled? The committee staffers attempted to conduct interviews and take photographs without limitations, and that constituted a significant deviation from DHS policy. If tourists at the visitor center huffed and puffed and indicated they were going to deviate from the tour and take pictures of those things that were off limits to photographs, they would have immediately been escorted out of the building. Committee ranking member Jim Jordan from Ohio sent a letter to Cummings, and in that letter he said Democratic staff crossed into Mexico without consultation from the State Department. He went on to say the Democratic staff was rude and dismissive of law enforcement officials during that visit. Now, a Democratic committee aide dismissed Jordan's letter and concluded it appears that the ranking member Jordan would rather defend the Trump administration than conduct meaningful independent oversight. And that's really the telling tale. Attempts by Democrats in Congress to conduct a relevant investigation are one thing. Coming into a secure system with the intent of disrupting portions of that system in order to create a preconceived narrative is another thing. Disrupting an ongoing operation is not investigating, it's instigating. And the barely veiled reasoning was to put the Trump administration on the defensive as we build towards the 2020 presidential election. The expectation that the committee staffers would be rebuffed if they tried to disrupt must have been apparent from the start. But again, the attempt was to create a brush fire for the purpose of just yelling fire and then pointing the finger at the Trump administration for having lit the match. The actions by Democrats in Congress will remain suspect between now and election 14 months from now. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.